Now, misunderstandings between speakers of different languages are common. In fact, misunderstandings between speakers of the same,
language
are rather common as well. But what happens when two languages cross over, where phrases and words are swapped and sometimes even adopted? Well, that's the case between German and English, and one man has taken to cataloguing and even running a graduate course in Denglish. A humorous look at what English the Germans have adopted into their everyday speech. Let's talk to Robert Tonks, who himself is Welsh, but joins us on the line from Germany. Guten Morgen, Robert.
Guten Morgen, wie geht es?
You are?
how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Give us some examples of Denglish.
Some examples? For example, handy. Handy is the word the Germans use for a mobile telephone. But they incorporate it into other things as well. So, for example, you get the handy flat, which is not a practical place to live in, but in actual fact, a low-price tariff for your telephone. Then you get a handy agent, which is not 007, James Bond, but no, not at all. Of course, a handy agent is a shop that sells handies or mobile telephones. So it's very handy.
This graduate course of yours sounds mighty complicated.
Well, it's the first ever certificate of Denglish education at the Adult Education Centre here in Duisburg. And, of course, it's a bit tongue-in-cheek, really, when you think about it. But what we do is we actually give people the certificate. And at the graduate ceremony a couple of weeks ago, we actually had our Queen lookalike handing out the General Certificate of Denglish. Yes. The General Certificate of Education to 30 graduates. And they were, really over the moon about it.
There was me, Robert, thinking our conversation got off to a bizarre start. And then you throw in a Queen look. Tell us about this Queen lookalike.
Well, his name's Bob Clark. He's used to be here.
He's a bloke, right.
Yeah. He's got a tattoo on his left arm. Mm-hmm. And he's just a great guy, very funny man. And we're just having fun. And it's a fantastic way, I think, of looking at what a lot of people take very seriously. My method is learning by laughing. And I'm showing to people that if you come up with expressions like baby shooting, to take photographs of a young kid, a baby, you're going to have trouble in the USA.
Thank you, Robert. We appreciate it. That was an enlightening few minutes. This is Newsday from the BBC World Service.